This is Gloria Minot Presents.
Christopher F. Arndt is author of The Right's Road to Serfdom, The Danger of Conservatism Unbound from Hayek to Trump. A former partner at Select Equity Group, Inc., Arndt turned his attention in 2010 to public policy issues, focusing in particular on accelerating the adoption of clean energy. He has served as director of the New York chapter of the Environmental Entrepreneurs and currently serves on the board of the National Resources Defense Council Action Fund. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Gloria. Thanks for having me here.
Well, I am. You know, the book is so timely in this time when there are all challenges facing global warming and the issue of the environment. So tell us, what prompted you to give up your equity career to write a book?
Well, I actually was interested in the kid as public affairs and very keen on that in high school and in college. I thought it would be helpful to have some experience in the private sector just after graduating from college. And I started an internship on Wall Street, which turned into a full-time position. And I found I was working with a terrific group of people. And so we grew a small firm. 16 years went by very quickly. And we grew a small firm into a mid-sized firm. But at that point, I thought I had some flexibility and decided I wanted to turn my attention again to public policy and also to writing. And, I had a thesis in 2006 that seemed to become increasingly germane. So by the time 2015 rolled around, I decided I really needed to write it. And that's what led to the book, The Right's Road to Serfdom.
You argue that strong partisanship led to a government that is almost unable to function or solve practical problems. Can you elaborate?
Yeah, that's right. So towards the end of my book, I discuss a warning that was given by George Washington in his farewell address. And that warning has three parts. The first part is that exactly what you said, the strong partisanship leads to a government that's almost unable to function or solve practical problems. Washington warned of this partisanship. He said it always serves to distract the public councils and enfeeble the public administration. Let me just run through the three steps, and then we can talk about each of these steps a little more detail.
Sure.
Because I think they're all relevant now. The second part of it is a growing public frustration with this gridlock, and that leads to a growing appeal for a lone personality or an authoritarian to right the situation. And just to touch on this point very briefly, one of the things that I think was unprecedented about this election coming into it is that we had the approval of Congress was below 20% for more than 5 years coming into the election. And that's unprecedented. And it does reflect an intensely partisan environment where the government is not functioning the way people want it. The last bullet point, which is germane, is an authoritarian personality who takes advantage of the situation and uses party tribalism for personal elevation. Part of my book is about what I call conservatism unbound. Conservatives and extremism tends to favor the personality over the processes of government or the restraints that allow us to be free, that prevent arbitrary power from being exercised or consolidated in a monarchy. And one of the concerns about Donald Trump, from papers as conservative as the Dallas Morning News to others, is that he has an authoritarian streak, to quote them, that should horrify limited government advocates. And so, this is where George Washington's warning seems to be playing out and where there's a lot of concern. Following these three steps in succession, and You know, it's when I first read the passage a couple of years ago, and observing current trends in our politics, particularly trends in the American right, you know, the hairs on the back of my neck stood up, and we're seeing a lot of this play out right now.
George Washington addressed that, as you said, in his farewell address. He said the alternate domination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge, natural to party dissension, which in different ages and countries has perpetuated the most horrid enormities, is itself a frightful despotism. But this leads to, at length, to a more formal and permanent despotism. How true today?
Well, I think prior to the election, you know, publications or papers like the Dallas Morning News and others could say that, you know, Trump had authoritarian tendencies. You know, he wasn't in power, so it was probably premature to say that he's acting like an authoritarian. Well, now he's in power, and I think, you know, we haven't proceeded all the way along this dangerous path, but we're moving in that direction. I mean, authoritarians commonly threaten to jail their political opponents. We saw that, you know, from Trump in the political race. Authoritarians make blatant lies and view the press as an opposition party. We've seen that during the campaign and then now. And just recently, Steve Bannon talked about the press specifically as an opposition party. Authoritarians don't believe in inalienable rights. They want to act however they want. And, you know, Trump has talked frequently that he's in favor of torture. You know, this runs exactly at odds with our values of being against cruel and unusual punishment. Authoritarians don't believe in religious toleration, or they tend against that. And so all those things, I think, you know, we should be very, very concerned about. I do want to go to one point that I make in my book, and which I think is important, is Washington warned about partisanship. And, you know, part of the nature of partisanship is that it works on both sides, although I don't think it's always symmetric. And I think part of the warning of my book, The Right Road to Serfdom, is that there are elements of the American right that have embraced a misguided idealism against government. And this misguided idealism exaggerates partisanship and makes it more intense. So we can talk about that a little bit, but I think it's important to get to that, because it's one of the features of our political landscape that's different today, and that is magnifying this partisanship. And that's the first step to the unraveling that George Washington talked about.
Well, the you talked about it's still early, and you know, there's more to come. I as an individual don't want to wait to see what else the president can deliver. This, a series of executive orders that he has signed, are frightening enough in their practicality that I don't know what else he could unleash that frightens one more. And to have Steve Bannon, the alt-right editor, former editor, head of Breitbart News, sit on his National Security Council and excluding generals it speaks volumes.
Yeah, I agree. Again, you know, the subtitle of my book is The Danger of Conservatism Unbound. And one feature of conservatism extremism, again, is to look towards a lone individual, to favor the personality over the institutions or the laws, the restraints that make us free. And you can see this, you know, in its full-blown extent with someone like Vladimir Putin. at this point, Putin, the people that run his the states, the governorships, are the former bodyguards of Putin that are installed in those areas. So they didn't grow up in those regions. They don't have the experience of government, but they have loyalty to Putin. And, you know, putting a political operative in a role that's traditionally designed, you know, that has an institutional track record and is supposed to be someone who has an expertise for a military, moves us in that similar direction. And so, you know, it's not surprising that you see from an administration that has this type of conservative extremism, this conservatism unbound, as I call it, an open, you know, appreciation or admiration for Vladimir Putin. Though these things go together, and they go together for a reason. Just to get back, you know, I don't want to leave it on such a dour point. I do think you said you're not going to stand for this. You're not going to wait. And I think one of the encouraging things that we're seeing now is that people recognize that what is being threatened are political principles that are common to us all. And that's part of this intense reaction that you see in the transition period and that you've seen in the last week. And I think this part of it is quite encouraging. I mean, sometimes you have a sick patient and it prompts an immune response that ultimately leads to someone that's more healthy. And, you know, I hope that's the case with our government as well.
Christopher F. Arndt is author of The Right's Road to Serfdom, The Danger of Conservatism Unbound from Hayek to Trump. Thank you so much for being my guest.
Gloria, thanks for having me on the program.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.